Secretary of State Colin Powell says at least 10 Americans were killed in a series of suicide bombings in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. He said many non-Americans were also killed. Powell made the comments as he arrived in Riyadh on a previously scheduled visit as part of his current Middle East tour. He says the bombings had all the markings of Al-Qaeda. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in Riyadh with the Secretary of State. Michelle, did Powell have anything else to say about these attacks?
Yes, Lynn. He spoke about a large loss of life. You mentioned that he talked about 10 Americans killed, but he said that there were a large loss of life among other foreign nationals and many injuries. He said, even in this moment of sadness, we need to redouble efforts to fight terrorism. As he put it, we need to lift the scourge of terrorism off the face of the earth. So a very somber Powell arriving today in Riyadh.
Well, what more is known about these suicide bombings at this point?
Well, what we know is that three compounds were struck. I'm told that the explosions tore off the face of some of the buildings, that there's a lot of rubble at the scene. These compounds are communities where foreigners, expats, live in Riyadh. One State Department official who's traveling with Powell told us on the plane that one of the compounds houses U.S. contractors that are training the Saudi military personnel. Some officials here have told me that they're training National Guard. Also, again, there were a lot of foreigners living in these places, not only Americans, but British citizens, Germans, Italians, Australians, and many Saudis. The Saudi foreign minister, Prince Saud Al-Faisal, who greeted Powell at the airport today, had very somber words as well. He said the blood of Saudis is mixed with the blood of the Americans.
How is this attack affecting the Powell visit there?
Well, one official who's traveling with him said they never considered canceling this part of the trip. It's a very brief visit to Riyadh, but it certainly did change the agenda here. Powell was supposed to have this roundtable meeting with civil society groups. That was called off. The talks are obviously dealing with terrorism at this point. He was also here to promote the new Israeli-Palestinian roadmap and to talk about how the Saudis can help the Palestinians get on that roadmap. I think that's going to be pushed aside while they deal with this. We were brought right away to the U.S. Embassy compound, and I can tell you there are a lot of armored personnel carriers around here, so there's a very high security in the city.
What do these attacks say about President Bush's war on terrorism?
Well, you know, he was asked about that earlier in Jordan before he arrived here. He said he still believes that Al-Qaeda was weakened, but he said it's obviously not been destroyed. It continues to present a threat to the world. And he said if Al-Qaeda is ultimately the one found responsible for what happened in Saudi Arabia, it illustrates that they can still strike and we need to keep on guard. So, again, he talked about redoubling efforts to cooperate, working with friends and allies in the region, including the Saudis, to drain finances, et cetera, to deal with this threat.
Michelle, you mentioned that clearly terrorism is becoming the focus right now, but will there still be some conversations about the roadmap for Middle East peace?
Yeah, well, you know, so far Powell has been talking to Arab countries about how they can boost the Palestinian prime minister and help him crack down on terrorism. But Powell's been getting sort of a cool reaction in Egypt and also in Jordan with officials saying they're angry that the Israelis have not signed on to this roadmap. So that already the trip had some controversy with that.
Thanks very much, Michelle.
Thanks
so much. NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.